Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Residents in numerous Ukrainian cities woke up to explosions today as Russia continues its assault on the country's energy infrastructure. NPR's Nathan Rott reports multiple facilities have been hit.
All of Ukraine was under an air raid warning to start the day, and officials reported explosions in a number of western regions, including Rivne and Lutsk, in the south, in the Odessa region, and near the capital, Kyiv. Russia has repeatedly targeted civilian energy and heating infrastructure over the last 2 weeks in an attempt, Ukrainian officials say, to leave millions of people without power and heat as winter approaches. Power outages have been reported in some cities, and energy analysts have been telling us it will be difficult for Ukraine to rebuild infrastructure at the rate it's being hit. Nathan Rapp, NPR News, Kryvyi Rih, Ukraine.
Ukraine's Air Force says Russia launched a massive missile attack, but that it had shot down 18 out of 33 cruise missiles. In a televised address, President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia of preparing to blow up a hydroelectric dam in southern Ukraine. China's ruling Communist Party approved amendments to its party charter today. Among the changes, language opposing the independence of the island of Taiwan. Here's NPR's Emily Fang reporting.
China has long vowed to take control of the democratic island of Taiwan, formalizing opposition to its independence in the Communist Party charter for the first time is a signal its leaders still take that historical promise seriously. At the start of an important party meeting last week, China's leader Xi Jinping said China would take control of the island, including through a military invasion if needed. This past week, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned that China had accelerated its timeline for taking control of Taiwan, while a top U.S. Navy commander warned China could invade before 2024. Emily Fang, NPR News, Taipei, Taiwan.
China's ruling Communist Party also approved amendments to the party charter that further solidifies President Xi Jinping's status a day before Xi is widely expected to win a third five-year term as China's leader. The party wrapped up its Congress today amid some controversy over former Chinese President Hu Jintao. He was seated next to Xi but was escorted out of today's closing ceremony. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has ordered an immediate freeze on new sales of handguns.
We have frozen the market for handguns in this country, and our ban on imports that took effect in August remains in place. This is one of the strongest actions we've taken on gun violence in a generation.
Trudeau speaking there at a news conference in Vancouver with family members of gun violence and other advocates attending. Officials in Alberta, though, say the move unfairly penalizes law-abiding firearms owners. This is NPR. The White House encouraging student loan borrowers to continue to apply for relief, saying a federal appeals court order temporarily blocking the plan does not prevent applications or their review. The appeals court in St. Louis temporarily blocked the administration's debt relief plan yesterday. Six Republican-led states are suing to block the forgiveness plan. A statue of Emmett Till has been unveiled in the rural Mississippi town where the black teenager was kidnapped in 1955. Mississippi Public Broadcasting's Kobe Vance reports.
The 9-foot-tall bronze statue of Emmett Till was unveiled in downtown Greenwood, Mississippi, just blocks from where he was kidnapped. Till's death helped spark the civil rights movement across the nation, and Mississippi Congressman Benny Thompson says this statue is a reminder of the need to move forward.
Change has a way of becoming slower and slower, and so what we have to do is recommit ourselves to the spirit of making a difference in our community.
There are two other markers in the area commemorating Till's murder, each of which has been repeatedly vandalized over the years. For NPR News, I'm Kobe Vance in Jackson.
Italy's new government has been sworn in with Giorgia Meloni as prime minister. Meloni is Italy's first woman prime minister, and she's heading Italy's most right-wing administration since World War II. Meloni took the oath of office alongside her cabinet members today after her coalition won last month's elections. Her government replaces a national unity administration. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.